This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. So the next question is, who decides the mahr? Okay, well, generally it's the woman's side that decides the mahr, right? If the bride has a particular request, she should put that. Obviously, she should discuss it with her father, with her wali. The wali might have another suggestion, and it's definitely worth taking that on board, because sometimes when you're a young person getting married, you might not really consider all the important aspects, you know. So it's important for it to be a discussion on the woman's side, I guess. But generally speaking, you know, the bride's side of the family will put forward what they think the mahr should be, and then the male side, or the husband's side, will, or the husband himself, the prospective spouse himself, will either say yes or will maybe try to negotiate that, right? So it's a negotiation in that sense, but yeah, pretty much it is the woman's side who get to put forward what the mahr is. And then obviously it's a case of, are people willing to accept that amount? You might need to change it based on that, right? Ba-da-da-da, 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 ba-da-da-da.